Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. PEG District Unit of Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union has flagged the protracted neglect of the two-lane road stretch between Chakapama and Kikruma. The road is the main route for PEG and Kifre districts for transport of essential commodities as well as travelling. However, it has been in deplorable condition for the last 3 to 4 years, the union said. It said the project was carried out under the initiative of NHIDCL with initial work allotted to KCPL company. The union claimed that KCPL did not execute the construction work properly but abandoned the work for many years. The work was later handed to another company named Ratna, which has also delayed and neglected works for many years along this stretch, the union alleged. Condemning the prolonged negligence, the union has urged Ratna company to expedite the construction work before the onset of monsoon. The union cautioned that the company would be held responsible for any damages caused to vehicles or loss of lives due to its negligence in manning the road condition properly. The union further appealed for the immediate intervention of the district administration in the matter for the welfare of the people, stressing upon the quality of workmanship as per specification of the work. The union warned that should the company and administration fail to attend to the issue, it would be obligated to take its own course of action. Counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on its website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. The Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, which markets milk and milk products under the brand name Amul, has announced an increase in the price of polybag milk by 2 rupees per litre. The new prices will be effective from today across the country. The last time the Federation had raised the milk price was in February 2023. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Jauhan has said that the implementation of Agnipath scheme has been one of the major reforms towards maintaining a youthful profile in the services. He made the remarks while addressing Agnibis at INS Chilka yesterday, the premier ab initio training establishment of the Indian Navy. He also said the scheme has provided skilled, disciplined and motivated youth. During his visit to INS Chilka to gain insight into Agnibir training in the Navy, Jauhan took a short tour of the training infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a meeting to review the heat wave related situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecast, heat wave is likely to continue in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. This year, the monsoon is likely to be normal and above normal in most parts of the country and below normal in parts of peninsular India. Modi instructed that proper drills for preventing and handling incidents of fire must be done on a regular basis. Fire audit and electrical safety audit of hospitals and other public places must be undertaken regularly. The Prime Minister also said that regular drills for the maintenance of fire line in forest and productive utilization of the biomass must be planned. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall across the northeast region over the next 6 days. IMD said rainfall will be accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds of around 30 to 40 kilometers per hour over Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. In Nagaland, thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain is very likely at isolated places today and tomorrow, the department said. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.